And that is 10 days prior to the meeting, any member have a right to submit an agenda item. It is obviously up to the chair to place the item on the agenda or to declare the item out of order or what have you, but you do have a right up to 10 days. And the reason for that is, if we allow for agenda items to be submitted readily, say now, 15 items, we wouldn't get them. It also doesn't give the members of the body an opportunity to review and to consider the item that you and I and whoever have submitted. So it has worked fairly well that notwithstanding, we do have a process by which you submit an item at the meeting. It has to be voted on, obviously, and accepted on the agenda. That's the difference. So we do, and I wanted to remind Bill Crozier, based on his request for subsequent agenda items on yesterday. He's been on this board back and forth, so I'm sure he just forgot that rule. But we have accommodated most of his requests already in the agenda. It's just styled differently. I went back to the old agenda style, meaning that before, because we were not getting to things, I expedited and brought things out, which you vote to do anyway. But we've gone back to new business is new business, and unfinished business is unfinished business. And if we get to it, it's only going to be a result of our discipline in order to move the agenda forward. So, having said that, you have the agenda before you. I think you've had a few minutes to reflect on it. I will now accept any additions, subtractions, suggestions, so that we can get the agenda approved and move to the next item. Okay, does everyone have an agenda? We have, I want to thank Dwayne Tony. And Tony for getting these out to them. I told y'all last time you were on your electronic mode, so you best be ready for those of you who bring your peripherals with you, and we don't have paper agendas. The chairman, along with the secretary, did get the agenda published 7 days before. So we're trying to listen to you and hear you and your concerns, and hopefully you will be just as responsive in your duties and commitments in tightening them up and moving them forward. As I stated just a second ago, I'm open to agenda suggestions, amendments, additions, subtractions. If not hearing none.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a request for a change in the agenda. I would move to take item 5, the general manager's report, and should we not be at that point in the agenda before we stop for public comment, which is time set for 8, I would move to request the general manager's report be moved to come immediately after public comment. Because I'd kind of like to give my report, visit with you all, and then excuse myself since I've got a very early morning back at the Pledge Center on day 16.
Okay, hearing member.
I think that we can move it to time set then at 8:30, right? Because we have 8:30 public comment. Mm-hmm. We can put time
second.
8:30.
Well, the lady motioned that we move the general manager's report to 8:30 certain. I heard the second by, okay, let me get
a minute.
Let me, go ahead.
And I'd like, before I amend it, I would like to ask the opinion, because I know you do have a long day tomorrow, but how about immediately before public comment?
Yeah.
7:45.
I appreciate the consideration, but I value the public comment.
I withdraw my request from the minute.
Thank you.
Well, I also appreciate that, too, and the fact that the general manager hasn't attended our meetings in the last several months. I expect that one of the things we're going to do here is his report has been submitted in writing, so we don't expect him to remind us of that. We want to use this time. His report was submitted in writing. Is that correct, Mr. General Manager?
True.
What, when did you submit it?
This afternoon.
Okay, that's a little short. But what we're going to be doing here is not allowing the General Manager, the Pacifica National Board, or the subcommittee chairs to repeat what is in their written report. What you will be allowed to do is use this time to ask questions, whether it's regarding the report or whether it's regarding whatever you may want to ask a question for. I think that is the best way to use the time, rather than allowing the presenter to restate what is already stated. So since you didn't have much time to review this general manager's report, just be on notice at the next meeting. Generally, he does get it to us before the afternoon, so I assume he will do it next month. And that way we can expedite and you can have your questions. We can get more questions and more people will have an opportunity to engage the general manager. And that's what's customary. You extend time anyway with a vote. Yes, ma'am.
Can we maybe delete 10 because there's nothing under it and it's unnecessary? Move everything else up?
Okay. I would, it's a standing concept that should we have something we didn't finish today, it would be under there tomorrow, next meeting.
Right, but I mean just for this meeting, not permanently.
Well, we certainly won't have to deal with it. We won't have to deal with it. We will skip right past it, if that's what you're asking. So for all practical purposes, it's deleted because there are no items under it. Yes, sir.
When will we put the national committees, volunteers?
That's a very good question, and that's one of the concerns Bill Crozier had and his request to put on the agenda. It is on the agenda, but it is on the agenda in a fashion that it ought to be, and that is the business will be taken up down in 11, new business, where it states on 11B to populate PNB, to populate LSB committees. That means the goal here is to expedite the agenda so we can get down to it. The goal is to be efficient enough to where we have a 3-hour, if you add these minutes, this is 4 hours and maybe 5 minutes of agenda, and that's not possible in a 3-hour meeting when you start at 7:10, 7:15. So having said that, if we now can get past the approval of the agenda, hearing all concerns, additions, subtractions, yes, ma'am.
New business A, I did not put that motion on there. I don't know who did, but that's a good one. But
You did. I was the chair at the time. It stayed on there on the vine for about 6-7 months. I cleaned it up. You actually had about 7 behind it, but we've already taken care of those. So that's the only one that's left on the vine, so to speak. Well, it has been remanded to governance. We've sent that issue to governance, and governance hopefully will report out some response or some remedy to that issue.
Yes, I move the agenda be approved as is.
Or thank you, sir.
As amended.
I'm not finished.
What is your concern, ma'am?
When somebody puts a motion, it belongs no longer to the maker of the motion, but to the whole body. And to do, I don't think the chair was correct in wiping off a motion from Jim Boyd and. Unless the body agrees.
The member of the body, before you and others, indicated that he rescinded the motion.
It's not his anymore.
It is his motion to rescind, and there were no objections, so I move forward. I do have a motion on the floor that indicates that we're going to accept the agenda. I heard a second. Who is the second? Therefore, with any further objections, the motion carries, and we accept the agenda. Now we are at reading of the minutes, and that's just a statement of record and report that Robert used. We're not going to read them because they've been submitted to you electronically. But what we have done, yes.
I move to approve the minutes of
January 24th.
I hear no objections. Now, item 2, KPFT recognition. We do have 10 minutes allotted. Can I have a timekeeper, please, so we can manage these minutes? We're at 7:28 now. I think we're doing pretty good. If I could get...
I can keep
thank you, ma'am. If we could get now... Yes, sir.
Just wanted to get in.
Well, I want to do it in order, and I'll start at, well, since you had your hand up, Nancy, do you have one?
Yes.
Recognition?
Yes. Mr. Zinn for his work on KPFT.
Yes, sir.
Okay. so many people to know, especially in Pledge Drive with Bradley and Mr. and everybody down at the station working hard. So we always, I think we all understand that. But I especially want to thank Bill Crozier, who doesn't happen to be here, for helping to brief me and get me up to speed on the finance issues for Treasurer, and I appreciate his help.
Very good. Ted? Next? Madam Secretary?
No, and then?
Madam Chair?
Just thank you to all the people helping out with Pledge Drive.
Ditto.
Yes, Pledge definitely. Want to thank all those people that are working very hard on the Pledge Drive. Especially Robin Lewis.
Yes, sir. Alana Lam. None? Mr. Wright. Chateau. Oh, well, y'all, we're giving recognitions if you have any.
Well, I'd like to thank Ernesto, of course, and Dwayne and Shannon up at the station. They've been doing a great job on the Pledge Drive and working very hard. I also want to give recognition to the programmers that have been coming in and just doing the best they can. It's a lot of people have been weary because of the number of Pledge Drives, but the programmers, all of them, from what I've seen, have been coming into the station every day with a positive attitude. And I think it's a wonderful thing. So I want to give just the staff and the people that are doing the shows at the station recognition for their hard work.
Right, next. Next. Coming on around. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Well, I want to thank all of you who participated and helped make the Martin Luther King Parade a success. KPFT has had a consistent relationship and commitment to coming out and participating in the parade, and it certainly has rebounded and grown. And I'd like to share some information with you in the future about political activities that are going on between the two parades and how KPFT may need to uncharacteristically play a part in setting the record straight with respect to there's a play to make one parade over another. Now, having said that, no consent items. We're now at the Pacifica National Board report. We've got 15 minutes. Generally, we have four members. Yes, sir.
I apologize for interrupting, but I'm distracted by, once again, this month, logging in the Wi-Fi here, the password.
Cultural Center.
Okay, thank you.
Most of those apples just remember, have good memories. Why you don't remember the password when it comes
in? I use LastPass on my other computers, but apparently I don't have that app on this computer.
Oh, okay.
LastPass remembers all the passwords together and automatically logs in them.
Good to see more of y'all bringing out your peripherals. And those of you who have the Androids and the iPhones, I know the eyes are challenged, but they work just as well in terms of when we don't have the print. I'd like to see which members of the Pacifica National Board who have a report, because if we have one absent member, sure, he would have had one. So that's three of you.
He did have a report. He sent it out.
He sent it. I read it on the email. But as I stated, we're not going to read the reports. We're going to allow the members to engage you in conversation and questions that you may have. Because if Bill submitted his in writing, I will take it that the others have or will submit theirs in writing. But customarily, we've spent 15 minutes of just letting people talk. But you really don't get your questions answered when people just have a monologue and just talk about what they want to talk about. So I want to go around the table in 15 minutes, take 30 seconds, a minute, whatever you want to take. We'll give them a minute to respond and see how far we get. Yes, sir.
So when was Bill Crozier's report sent out, and were the other reports actually sent out?
But what his report was sent out, as far as I'm concerned, I saw it about 2 o'clock, maybe no earlier than that.
I have a copy of it.
I mean, when you send them out that late, and nobody's going to look at them other than the person who's at the computer or who's stuck to their peripherals like I am, a few people at work. So you're just simply not going to get eyes on those when you send them out on a day of. So the question, though, is, do you have any questions? And I want to start
with... Well, there was more to that. Was there a report sent out by Teresa and Adriana and Misha?
I didn't see one to answer the question.
Wesley.
I can answer it based on what I didn't get. No, I didn't see any. I've only seen one written report.
So there are no written reports.
One written report.
From Bill somewhere.
From Bill. That's in your computer.
Well, I can't find it.
All right. Now, I want to start with Hank. You have any questions to the current PNB members?
Well, what's the current state of national fundraising for one?
Okay.
And other than that, what's going on with the WBAI deficit?
Who want to start at that? Go ahead.
What I need all of you to understand that it's very difficult for us to speak about issues that we are being challenged legally or threatened to challenge. I think that the three PMB that are here can attest that we received letters from lawyers, and the lawyers tell you not to, in open meetings, talk about things that you can be sued. What we can say is what is in other meetings, what is in the public knowledge, and I will not go in details about exactly what you ask, what is WBAI, and like I said, I mean, we have all the trail is in the emails, is in, you know, all the in the minutes. I think that today, we hope that today WBAI meet and they, like us, make the decision and doesn't make the PNB or anybody else to meddle in the business. That is what we are hoping for. And I, as a director, it's the only thing that we have motions that we pass, and they have it. And one of the portion is far, you know, is the decision of the PMB. It's not open to discussion.
Okay, next PMB member.
May I?
Yes, go right here.
Well, my first PMB meeting met with Mozart, and the second one was his beating of the bottom. So not a lot of business took place, except in executive session. The dispute over who's on WBAI should be handled tonight. We hope so. We're looking forward to having getting about the business of Pacifica. So I understand everything has to be represented. It needs to be done through a station like it was done here, like it was done at the other station. So those little things will hopefully get straightened out tonight. And we'll have you a report, hopefully, of something with any substance. But we were told we were not allowed to conduct our business.
Next question. Yes, sir. Actually, I'm coming around the table. Do you have a question?
Me? Is the last PMB member going to be able to call towards my PMB member?
I don't really have anything to add to that.
I was taught, I'm a new member, obviously, but I was told by Bill Crozier that it seems that two factions on the Pacifico National Board has been those that one is financially responsible and one that's not, basically. And I was wondering if the board members agree with that. And I'm wondering why, if that's possible. I mean, how about our members? So we have members on the board that don't want books balanced and aren't financially responsible, and those who do. It doesn't seem like it to me, but That's my question.
Okay, now let's get to that. We've got three PNB members here. Ms. Patel, do you have a comment or response to that question?
No.
Do you have a response to it?
Sounds like conspiracy theory, but conspiracies happen. I'm not aware of anybody trying to purposely cause financial woe, although they do it inadvertently time and time again.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that some of you, if you didn't do it, I hope that you take the time to hear yesterday's National Finance Committee meeting, where we have our recently hired CFO. After a long period of time, we have a CFO. And he sounds, I mean, give me a lot of hope, because he's straightforward. He, you know, he's fearless, and he clearly knows that what I'm fighting for that during the last 2 years, we need to control. We need to centralize, and I have my motion about that, and the people in the PNB knows it. We need to centralize the funding. Then it's not any more shenanigans. We need to, we cannot have, like we have to discover now, 26 credit card, bank accounts, and the foundation is paying a bunch of money in fees, and nobody has any control. And now, the CFO couldn't even see what was in some accounts. Thank God, yesterday, Joseph was his. The president was the first meeting, and I think that he can attest to that. I'm so happy that it's the first time that we are working through that goal. It to be transparency, it to be openness, everything needs to be. We need to have our CFO having the control of the finances of the foundation. We need to know what's going on. We cannot let, you know, the little unit to whatever. Some units are even, we discovered that some units are trying to acquire debts that finally, you know, is the problem of the foundation.
It's
okay. Separate.
I think that is changing now.
You have a question, John?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So the question for Wesley, if everyone can answer it, you said there's something being happened tonight to resolve it. What's happening?
WBAI, hopefully they'll achieve.
They're having a meeting.
Yes.
Okay, I've got 8 more minutes in this segment, so I want to come around the table. Any additional questions? Questions? Okay. Ms. Allen?
I think you only have 5 more minutes.
According
to
me, I've got
7:32.
Okay, you got me because I started at 7:35. Okay, you got the time.
Okay. I have a question for Adriana. Which units are acquiring debts?
I mean, like I said,
shouldn't that be public knowledge, which units are acquiring debts?
Well, that, like I said, I mean, in this foundation where everybody, you open your mouth and they sue you, like, as a director, I cannot make it. I know what some things that are going on, but till we have all the proof, we cannot.
All right. Okay. If you won't give the information out, fine. Which budgets have been approved in the last year?
The budgets, but the only ones that have not been approved, I mean, from the National Finance Committee, you mean? The National Finance Committee passed already.
The budget should have been approved by the PNB. The budget should have been approved by the end of September. Let me see if I can clarify. Aren't the budgets supposed to be, they're supposed to be submitted by September and approved by the Finance Committee?
Right.
Okay. How many have been approved by the Finance Committee?
The Finance Committee approved everything but WBI and PFW.
Okay.
The rest have been approved by the National Finance Committee.
Okay. But, and none by the PNB, right?
If we cannot have meetings, no.
Okay. But, I mean, they could have been approved in December or November, right?
We are in the PNB, right?
Right. But I was not on the majority. And I wasn't on the finance committee, so you're on the finance committee,
right?
You're the finance rep, and you were in the majority,
right?
And you didn't approve the budgets, and you didn't insist that the Finance Committee approve those budgets or take whatever action necessary to get them approved, right?
We didn't have a CFO. We have, by the first time, we have a CFO that started working January 4th. This CFO is doing...
But you also
have... did before.
Right. I'm excited about the new CFO, but you also rehired someone that had been put on leave of absence and actually...
Wrongly by you.
No, you hired him back.
Okay, now, we're going a little too much back and forth here.
Let me go. So, I have another question.
Well, go right ahead with your question.
Gary Null, in his public knowledge, sent the PNB a letter saying that he had premiums that were being copied, and this is a copyright infringement. And
when did you say that he sent it to the PNB?
He sent a letter to the PNB, like, in November.
A letter to the PNB. Okay.
Yes, okay. Saying, do something about this. And Lydia Brazon said that she would have an investigator handle this, and she said this in the beginning of December, and she was having an investigator investigate the charges of someone carrying a gun at KPFK, and this was supposed to be the next priority.
This is propaganda.
Yeah, I don't see how she would be able to explain
that. Can I get to the fit?
Well, you're kind of building, but get to the question you have.
Okay, well, I'm asking this question because I was mentioned in this letter as a board member. This is a very serious accusation that there were copyright infringements, that they were copying his premiums, okay, and giving them out.
As you know.
And the chair promised that she would have an investigation of it.
I want to know whether there's been that investigation.
Because
we've allowed you to set it up. Now you've got your question out. Allow the lady to respond.
I want to know whether there's been an investigation.
Okay.
Dwayne, that's been 3 minutes.
First of all, you know, because you were a PNB member,
yes.
You saw those accusations from Steve Brown and the people from WBA, no, from Gary Null, from Steve Brown, PNB member at that time, it's a bunch of accusations. You know, because it's an email there that I sent an answer to him to the whole PNB saying, if you have any proof, please do not start talking like that. Give me proof and we will do things. You have Mr. Robert Marr that was PNB member till this year, he at some point in time, after all that chat and all the ridiculous accusation without any sustentation, he said, it's time that you get this Steve Brown because it's just propaganda, right? And then what we have now is just propaganda.
Did Gary Null file a lawsuit?
No,
he did not.
That means stop. When we do that, that means things are getting out of order.
That's time on the...
Thank you.
Number four.
And that's time...
I did not get the answer to my question.
Well, ma'am, the time has expired. You did have an opportunity, a minute and a half or 2 minutes, to set your question up. Maybe you didn't give her enough time and that time you were doing so. But we had 15 minutes. I think it's been spent fairly well. I will accept... entertain extensions if that's what you want to do with the agenda so you won't be able to get to other stuff. Do I hear any?
I want to know whether there's been an investigation.
Well, you want to know it, but there are other issues here before us that we want to get forward, okay?
I'll go forward to
the general manager's report, which is time certain, 8:30. Now we'll move from that to 7A, which having no committee really meeting in the last few days. Yes, sir.
Are we not going to do the chair's report?
We are. We're going to do it when it was requested.
No, not Wayne's report, your report.
Oh, no, we're not going to do the chair's report. Okay. We're going to get through this agenda because, first off, we're coming back to these committees because it's not my understanding the committees haven't met, so they really shouldn't have a report, but we're coming back to them to populate them in 10-11. So we kind of, go ahead.
Well, pardon me, but I thought my motion was that should we not get to the general manager's report before 8 when we were time certain for public comment, that then I would have the general manager's report follow it.
Well, the fact is, we're at 7:48, 7:49. I've allotted 15 minutes for the general manager's report. I would have to come back out. So I think at this point, for continuity purposes, we can spend the next 12 minutes doing business. Let the public speak, then hear your report.
Okay.
which is what I understood to be the case in the first place. That's the absence of having a right, having motions in writing, we get those misunderstandings. Development, do we have a chair of development? I did ask the previous chairs to take on those responsibilities. Wouldn't you like to take this opportunity to, we're going to get into the populate, but at least indicate a couple of minutes to people what you got on the plate, what you need them, who, and try to recruit them at this point.
Okay. This past year, we have organized and assisted with the Ray Hill Roast. We've assisted various programmers with fundraisers. We helped with the Richard Wolf fundraiser. There was a tennis tournament, right, that was postponed and then happened. Two raffles, the Jazz Fest and the trip to New York City to Democracy Now. We've worked on issues with lapsed donors. We worked some events in which we were media sponsors. I have sent a very brief report out. We have scheduled a telephone conference meeting at 6 p.m. Central on Tuesday, March the 8th, I believe it is. Sorry it's not sooner, but Tuesday, March the 8th, and it is a telephone conference, and it's scheduled for an hour and a half. And it's on KPFTX, yes? Okay. And in 2001, I think in several years we passed a motion from the LSB that each member of the LSB attempt to raise $1,000 for KPFT during that year. And I encourage the LSB to do something like that.
Okay. Yes, go right here. Quickly.
I want to know how the situation is. I see that, CPD requirements are need to have open meetings. Mm-hmm. Open meetings need to be posted, need to be available for people to listen to the meeting, right? And, mm-hmm. and to have every open meeting need to have at least 30 minutes for public comment. What I don't understand how you do that in the teleconference.
In my opinion, our local committees are subcommittees of this committee.
Okay.
That's the way I see it.
Okay.
And when you have your national meetings and you're calling in on the toll-free numbers, which is very expensive, incidentally, you don't have public comment.
Well, no, but that's not the first. I'm sorry, because I didn't understand myself. I see that you post the phone number
mm-hmm.
and you post the code.
Mm-hmm.
What prevents people from...
So anybody have access is what you're saying.
They're
not closed meeting.
Well, it's not closed meeting, but people like here have public comment.
I had never had a problem with anyone filibustering a meeting until last month.
It's a potential.
It is potential. And, I had telephone conferences to help save people from being on the road. I mean, I know that we are really crazy about meetings, and I thought, well, we would have every other meeting a telephone conference so people could be at home. I could be in front of my computer. Nobody else has volunteered to be secretary, so I'm being secretary and chairing at the same time. I've even ran out the battery in my car, taking minutes at a meeting one time in front of a restaurant because I really wanted to go into another meeting, and the meeting never ended on the telephone conference. So, I've tried this as a convenience.
Yes. That was the question. I was worried about that, but I said, what would prevent people because it's published?
It's a potential problem, but it hasn't been a problem. Hank?
I cannot imagine why anybody would want to terrorize the development committee by coming on.
Yeah,
but
right.
It's a lot of disgruntled KPFTers. Go ahead, Hank.
Well, my question was, since that's not a practice of the P&B on their phone calls, on multiple committees, why would it be for us?
They don't publish the code.
Well, perhaps I should. Perhaps
you
I
could do
should,
it on email to people. Who
perhaps I should not post the number.
They called.
That'll solve that issue.
Just a member.
That will solve it.
Yes, ma'am.
The development committee, KPFD, is not posted on the KPFD website.
It's on KPFTX.
Yeah, but it's not on KPFT.
I think we've had an issue with that we haven't worked out about
other
was there, is not
outreach,
there.
Outreach, finance, programming, governance is posted, but
okay.
Not the development. And also at the last development committee meeting, you decided that there were going to be only at the station meetings. And I objected and asked you to please not do that so that all members who can
okay.
attend. But I was
all
told
right.
that it was not, you know, possible, that it was already voted. Although I listened to the meeting from the beginning, I didn't hear any vote like that. So I hope you will either reconsider to be more democratic and let everyone come to the meeting who wants to, or step down.
Okay.
You've been there too long.
We'll take your consideration. Take it in consideration. We have been on development long enough. Budget and finance, Mr. Day.
I will be convening the first meeting on February 18th. Hopefully, the location will probably be either here, unless we find an alternate location. As far as a report, I would like to say that we, so far, I've had a little bit of contact with the new CFO. I'm really encouraged by the new CFO. I think we have someone who's going to really do something about getting our audits up to date. And we are pushing to get BAI and PSW's budgets finalized. And so things are kind of looking good. We do need to, we have some serious issues. For instance, the BAI antenna lease issue. There's some major problems that are going to affect every station in the network if they're allowed to continue at FM. So in any case, but again,
okay.
Committee meeting February 18th.
I've got four more minutes. I'm going to try to get through governance. Who will be convening the governance meeting?
He just said he would.
I can do governance.
So you're going to do both. Okay.
What?
Now, outreach. The governance will be posted. That meeting will be posted.
March 2nd.
Governance. I'll convene outreach.
Okay. Outreach, Nancy's going to convene outreach. And did I hear something over on this one? I'm sorry. Technology is not something that's active right now. And Management Selection and Review Committee, I believe Ms. Patel is going to.
Sure.
Okay. ARDC is Ted.
We,
yes, sir.
When they have programming for February 29th?
Yes.
Programming for February 29th?
Who's convening that?
Oh. February 29th. Okay.
Pardon
Did
me,
you have a comment?
Local
too?
Programming meeting?
Yes.
February 29th.
Did you have a comment?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
As the chair of the Anti-Racism Diversity Committee, we have already had one meeting this year. Our second meeting is tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Midtown Bar and Grill. Later on tonight, under new business.
And let's take advantage of that then. I only have three more minutes.
I just want to finish this sentence.
Well, you will have an opportunity to finish that sentence.
Oh, I have copies.
11F.
I have
okay.
copies of the minutes of our January 7th meeting. I also emailed them to you, but I will pass a couple this way and the rest of you around the room if you have any questions.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I mean, this next one will be the convening meeting because it's a long mistake.
First meeting of the year. All meetings, we have had no meeting for the year, so every meeting will be the first. And for those of you who are new or forgot, populating the committees are such that the bylaws require that you attend the first meeting, then you have voting rights for the rest of the year. If you do not attend the first meeting of that committee, you need to attend three meetings consecutively to get voting rights. So we want to be clear on that.
It's something to, I mean, we have to change that because we accepted that the members from last year, with a standing in that committee, have the option in that first meeting to ask for an excuse absent to keep being member of that committee. They don't have
for this well, ladies and gentlemen, Madam P&B member, the problem with that is that we haven't cleaned up standing rules and special rules. We haven't codified these changes, meaning that if the document we gave to the new members, does that have it on it?
Yes.
Very good. The documents you received are updated. I believe, did you get Hank his?
Oh, I gave it to him. He just didn't know what it was.
Okay. And Ira is the only one who haven't picked, because Ira was here the last meeting. I didn't have the little thing I'd given out at the chair's reception. But he's the only one who supposedly do not have their updated, what the member's referring to. I don't leave home without it. Thank you, Mr. Former Chair. So, y'all have him?
Former Secretary.
He was chair, and now he's still chair.
Point of parliamentary inquiry?
Yes.
Where in the standing and special rules is the language regarding committee membership located?
Well, I don't have a clue, but you can research it if you'd like. We're at 8 o'clock now, so I'm going to call forward. For those of you who would like to speak, please raise your hands.
On what?
Well, this is public comment, so that wouldn't include you. So those of you who are here to speak, please raise your hand so I can see your hand, please. One. Well, that means you can give a speech then.
Come on, Alma. You can say something.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing this section in your meeting. Really meets my needs. You guys, tell the folks once you're trying to speak.
Thank you. But we're taking care of business. You handle that part over there, and I handle this part over here. Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Okay. I was just expressing my gratitude for being here and for you allowing me to be included. So thank you. My name is Karen Starrs, and I represent Houston Nonviolent Communication, also called Compassionate Communication. And, you know, I came with a lot of things to say, and I just enjoyed sitting here and really listening to your interactions for the first hour. And a lot more feelings came up during that time. And I found that in this room, there seemed to me to be a lot of unmet needs. And one of the things that we're here to do is to help not only social change places, but place leaders in education, leaders in politics, leaders in community. And we are offering to you, I'm going to hand this out, it's just one of our offers, if you want to pass it around, of what we can offer to support you to become more connected, possibly, in your meetings.
Excuse me, ma'am. Yes. Let me interrupt you by asking the secretary to acknowledge Member Lewis has arrived. If he can find himself a seat around the table. We do have chairs, but y'all can make a little room over there for take your chair with you and take an agenda. Go ahead, ma'am.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Everyone have one? Do I need to pass these around?
I'm enjoying this. As I was saying, we need workshops. We do one-on-one communication coaching. We have empathy boost hotline one-on-one. And it just seems to me, if anyone can answer yes to any of these questions, you might be candidates. So I'm just going to ask a couple of questions. Have you ever avoided meetings because you had no hope that you would be received well? Have you ever felt talked down to or told yourself that others were speaking over you during a meeting? Has the person or people across the table from you become an enemy image in your mind and no longer a person? Have board meetings become battlegrounds for right and wrong? Do you no longer feel joy in attending meetings with your colleagues because of past or present experiences? If any of these resonate with you, then compassionate communication can help. And for this board, we would offer huge discounts
because we see the need, and we see the need for the radio station in our community. So if anyone had any questions, I'm welcome to welcome them.
We generally don't permit questions back and forth, but if in this case, if someone does have a question, we'll make an exception. Go right ahead.
I would like to say it was very helpful. We had a member of Nonviolent Communications attend our meetings about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And give us reports at the end of the meeting, and it was very helpful.
Yeah, thank you. Bryn Hart told me that, I forgot the first name and lady, can you remember the Cynthia?
She was married to the one of the heads of the Foundation for Contemporary Theology at one time.
Yeah, so something like that, feedback, little break-off groups, ways for you to settle and connect as human beings, because that's what we all are, and then go about our business with joy is our aim. Yes, Alana wants.
George and Deb Shapiro were nice enough to host you yesterday, and we'll be setting up a schedule on a regular basis, perhaps twice a month. It's not been decided yet, but I know at their home, which is north of Hobby Airport off the Sims Bio area, telephone room. So if you want to comment on that, or get an email list or something like that going.
So I believe that's close to the Green Party. I want to honor that. George?
Yeah, that was intended for people who are supporters of the Green Party.
Yeah.
And it's independent of this altogether.
Right, independent.
And my question was, if we were to go ahead and accept your offer, how would it work? What would happen then? What would we do?
I believe Dwayne has some information about that next. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to wait for that.
Well, I would be more than happy to get into it in this public comment zone rather than in my report, since it's written in the report and we're not supposed to talk about things that are written in the report. I guess I would offer that Bryn Hart has expressed a willingness to have this board and staff on a day-long retreat at her ranch outside Brenham on one of three weekends in March. I listed that on the report, and maybe facilitating a discussion about that and whether or not there's a willingness to drive out to the country to spend 6 hours on a Saturday in a month or so is something that this board is willing to invest in, and also know that this is an offer that will be made to all of the pay staff members at KCRP as well. It's been a long time since we had a combined retreat, going back, I think, to 2005 or 6 or 7 with Greg Guma, who was executive director, and we had a board staff retreat out in Chapel Hill.
So, thank you. This is a huge gift. It's a value of $1,200. Bryn would be one facilitator, and I'd be the other. And we just ask that you bring potluck and come and enjoy the day. We also make space for you to do board business. If you wanted only 4 hours of training and 2 hours to work together as a board, we would welcome that. So
okay, any additional questions? Yes, ma'am.
I have one. What about transportation issues?
We hope that you can carpool.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What we cannot do, we are talking about prices, all of that. This will be posted, you know, like this is the meeting of the local station board. I mean, we posted the KPFA. We can do all of that.
I don't know if that's such a...
Prices and all of that in a different moment.
We're offering a free gift.
Okay, well, thank you for your presentation. All right.
Came to the talk that now that I'm here, I'm going to take advantage of meetings. My name is Alma Diaz, and I'm a co-programmer with Henry Cooper at the radio show Proyecto Latinoamericano. It airs on Tuesday night from 9 to 10. And from previous participations in another, some years ago, in another LSD meetings, I have bad experience, so I decided not to come back. So, but I think that every member of the programmers have to get involved somehow in what is going on in Pacifica. So I'm, mea culpa, I'm going to get back to start getting some information, but also to give you some information, maybe you already have it. There is a motion that was passed some years ago about to the implementation of at least 5 radio shows in Spanish. In our radio show, we always invite the community to, if they have any proposal, present it to the programmer manager, to Ernesto, and see what happens, because we always think that KPFT has to be the reflection of the diversity in this city. And we were Latinos, we are not well proportionally represented in KPFT. And we always invite people, but now that there is something more concrete, the emotion of having at least 5 Spanish radio shows, it's very very good. So there are some, we already present to Ernesto and Dwayne about 4 months ago, or 5, I remember well, 6 proposals of different shows. The people who present these proposals, they are not just individuals, but behind them there are organizations, community organizations that have been recognized, that are recognized into the Latino community in Houston. So we just start making some pilot programs, and soon we're going to present it. So we are just expecting to have the time, and I mean, KPFT general manager and programmer manager have the arrangement to give us the time and start just waiting, broadcasting, and I think that's it.
Well, thank you. Now, any additional comments? We're at 8:12. I'd like to get back. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I was going to ask Ana Maria. Sorry, Ana
Maria. I did open up that can of worms.
What about about the Cesar Chavez parade? And what kind of, I mean, other than volunteering, what other ways can we help out?
It's not related to what I say, but I think that unfortunately that parade has been shorter and shorter every year, unfortunately, because it should supposed to be promoted by the entire Latino community. And what we have to do as KPFT is continue being present so people can get aware that we exist,
and open more our airways to other people that never have heard about us. We're going to have a contingent one. I don't know.
Okay, go right ahead, sir.
I move if there's no more additional public comment that we move back into our agenda.
Well, I hear no objections. I think that we can get right on back into it. 8:14, did I see a hand? Okay. We'll go into the general manager's report now, and I want to clarify the fact that we ought to speak on the issue of what's in the general manager's report. The only thing I was trying to avoid was redundancy of either the general manager, myself, or anyone else reading or repeating what is in the report. It's your opportunity to ask them questions specific to the report or germane of things that's not in the report. Go ahead.
Point of information. Where will the dates, the first meeting dates of these committees, I mean, it was mentioned here, but it seems to me it should be public knowledge.
They generally are published on KPFTX. So I advise you to look on KPFTX for that information when it's published. The committee chairs will have that responsibility to publish it.
I would request that the committee chairs send the email to everybody in the LSB when they have a date set so that we will be notified of that.
Well, committee chairs, you take that in advisement. We're to the manager's report, and again, since you didn't have an opportunity to read it, then it's going to be a little strange, but I don't want to not get in the habit of you reading it before you get here and then having questions so we can really get to the meat of it rather than just having someone repeat what they've already written. So do you have any specific questions? As I stated, the manager hasn't been here in several months. Some issues that you may want to deal with him since you haven't seen the report, let's deal with that. Go ahead.
Great, thank you. Some of the things that are mentioned in the report, but are worth reiterating, the pledge drive runs until next Wednesday evening. And so that means we're about two-thirds of the way in, as I reported in here. And we are about $155,000 when I left earlier to get ready to come over here. So financially, we're a little behind. And yet we're doing okay. I think that on balance, scheduling a drive that encompassed both Valentine's weekend and Super Bowl weekend is a real challenge. But somehow the Super Bowl weekend actually we did fairly well. When that's oftentimes a real and historically been a really rough experience for the station to do in those. Some of the things that are not in the report that I think are worth bringing up to your attention, the local election supervisor and the national elections supervisor have, as of this moment, not submitted any final reports. The national, of course, can't until the locals are submitted. I've heard nothing from our local election supervisor since the posting of these results that have brought a few new faces into the room. And so that's a bit of an issue because we've had some problems in the past with supervisors wanting to get their final paycheck expeditiously, but then not being expeditious with promised reports that were necessary to the foundation.
Point of information,
the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, we're hoping that maybe we can get back on the bandwagon and recoup some of the lost monies that KPFC would have had. Those of you who aren't veteran board members, most of you are, but some of you aren't, and in the last 3 years, we've basically taken a 15% cut.
It's a cap.
To our budget by not having Corporation for Public Broadcasting grant funds. And though the radio funds have been diminished every budgetary session by Congress, I've always looked at that as our own money being, you know, brought home to serve a good purpose. And in my tenure, we've gone from $80,000. When I started, we were able to raise that money to a little over $200,000 in some years. With the cutbacks in recent years, the last time we got a payment, it was about $180,000. And, you know, think about the pledge drive going on right now, and $180,000 would be pretty good. What we missed in the past year was $150,000. So the money's being diminished a little bit, but if the audits are completed, as the new CFO, and I too am very happy that Sam Agarwal has been put in to be the new CFO of Pacifica, and he is really, he's digging in on all fronts. He is going to have access to all of these different bank accounts, where in the past CFOs have just come onto our management meetings on Thursdays or now Wednesday afternoons and basically asked managers to please send in money, and that's still happening today.